Hi, everybody. It is the 5 minute Svarta Kalacha of the week from Kehilat Sharei Ora in Teaneck, New Jersey. And we're going to talk about a topic that we do not hope to have to fulfill this year. We're going to talk about pregnant and nursing women fasting on Tisha B'Av. We certainly hope there'll be lots of pregnant and nursing women. However, we do not want there to be Tisha B'Av. We hope Mashiach should come. But in case Mashiach does not come beforehand, we need to know for this year, do nursing and pregnant women have to fast this coming Tisha B'Av? And maybe this Tisha B'Av is a little bit different, as we will discuss. Now, normally it's from the Shulchan Aruch that nursing and fasting, that nursing and pregnant women do actually have to fast on Tisha B'Av. And that's actually a very delicate issue. Especially for pregnant women, the doctors will likely advise not to do it. This always call the rabbi before Tisha B'Av, before pregnant women fast. Is one of the most difficult questions to the rabbi that he ever has to face, and that is with nursing women. Because on one hand, it's not really pikuach nefesh, it's not a danger to life to permit the prohibition to eat on Tisha B'Av. But on the other hand, the need is really great for nursing women to eat on a fast day. So it's a very difficult balance. Kippur, it's a tough balance to strike. And especially Tisha B'Av is a tough balance to strike. But this year the Tisha B'Av is actually nidche. It's supposed to be on Shabbat, but it's pushed off. Rav Avadya Yosef rules is that you can actually be lenient about this. And what is his basis? His base is the Shulchan Aruch says that in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tet, Siv Tet, that Tisha B'Av that is pushed off, is supposed to be on Shabbat, is pushed off like it is this year. It's been in the past couple of, last year as well. It's happened a lot of times in recent years. In such a situation, if someone makes a brit, then they're allowed to eat the Baal brit, the sandak, the mohel that they eat after Chatzot, and which is interesting that they are allowed. And Rav Avadya writes, well, if that's the case, so too should pregnant and nursing women also be able to eat on a Tisha B'Av that is nidche after Chatzot. They should try the best they can to try to fast until Chatzot, to try to participate in the Tzar of Am Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. But if they can make it until Chatzot, that would be great. But after Chatzot, they can eat. And not everybody agrees with this. He quotes Achronim, the Rash HaLevi, the Beit Meir, who are Machmir. However, Rav Avadya says that we've discovered the Ritva, one of the Rishonim already says explicitly agrees with this, that it is not just some of the Balei Brit who are allowed to eat. And I pushed off Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, but it's also a pregnant and nursing women as well are permitted to do so. And therefore, Rav Avadya says you can certainly be lenient and you can, and the pregnant and nursing women, this Tisha B'Av, when it comes to Chatzot, is permissible for them to eat. Interestingly, that the Bir Halacha for Ashkenazim also are inclined to agree, according from Rabbi Akiva Egar, I heard from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, also agreeing. It comes out that it would actually be, as that this psak is good for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim alike. No difference between the two. And therefore, they both can, with the Ashkenazic Sephardic women, this coming Tisha B'Av, if Mashiach doesn't arrive, they are allowed to eat after Chatzot. Of course, as Shulchan Aruch quotes in Rambam, if they have to eat, they shouldn't eat anything as luxuries like ice cream or chocolate, but only eat that which is necessary for the child. And no excesses, because Tisha B'Av is a difficult day for Am Yisrael, and that but that which is necessary for them to eat after Chatzot is certainly permissible, and even before Chatzot if it's really, really necessary. But if they can last till Chatzot, that would be the best thing. I wish everybody an excellent week, and should be with bracha and hatzlacha.